They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Will your credit card seem a little heavier in your wallet by this afternoon? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We're going to start, though, with news that almost 200 congressional Democrats are suing President Trump. The plaintiffs come from the House and the Senate and are planning to file in federal court today. Their complaint is that the President of the United States is violating the Constitution's Emoluments Clause. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins me from Washington with more on this four-syllable word.
So this is the clause in the Constitution that bans the president or many other people holding office from taking foreign gifts without permission from Congress. Now, Democrats say, hey, we're members of Congress, and he isn't getting our permission to keep profiting from foreign governments or businesses using his hotels or golf courses or other businesses. Now, while this is believed to be the most members of Congress ever to sue the president at once, it's not the majority of members of Congress or even a majority party in either House. So that may be a challenge ahead for Democrats.
Now, this isn't the first lawsuit against President Trump for violating the Emoluments Clause. It's not even the first this week.
Right. Just on Monday, the district attorneys for Maryland and Washington, D.C. filed a suit on this, and some local businesses filed a suit back in March. Even some constitutional scholars filed a lawsuit against the president on this issue in January. These are all groups that say they have legal standing to sue because they allege the president's influence with his businesses, particularly the ones in D.C., are siphoning customers away from their restaurants or their hotels or convention centers, or even in the case of those constitutional scholars, that they just have the right as American citizens. In the case of the Democrats, their argument is that the president is undermining their constitutional role as a check on the president.
And the response from the White House on this suit?
So the White House hasn't responded quite yet to this particular lawsuit, but the administration has been dismissing most of these kinds of lawsuits as just partisan attempts to undermine the president.
All right. Thanks for watching this for us. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Much appreciated.
Thanks, David.
There's news that retail sales dropped in May when analysts were expecting sales to remain steady. There was also news that inflation at the retail level, the consumer price index, fell for the month. That's probably not enough to stop interest rates from going up this afternoon after the Federal Reserve policymakers finish up their meeting, but it might stave off future rate increases. You can see that bet in the yield on the 10-year note, the benchmark for interest rates, which this morning was down sharply at 2.13%. Getting back to beleaguered retail, Macy's, like so many other department store chains, is reeling given online competition. But one remedy Macy's is trying is exclusivity. Marketplace's Rima Crace explains.
Once upon a time, Macy's had a lot of pricing power. But with all the new kids on the block, it's been forced to discount.
So by offering something that no one else is offering, that should give them a little bit of pricing power back.
Bridget Weishar is a consumer analyst with Morningstar. Right now, about 30% of the store's inventory is unique to Macy's, and executives hope that will go up to 40% over the next few years. Weishar says partnering with brands to offer more exclusive products could help bring sales back up.
The merchandise can be differentiated, but is it something that the consumer wants? That's very tricky to get right.
Retail consultant Howard Davidowitz says among Macy's strategies, this one shouldn't be a priority.
Oh, no, my God, it's a peanut on an elephant's back.
Davidowitz says Macy's should keep downsizing to raise more cash, and that most notably,
they are behind the eight ball and very late on the most important trend out there.
Discount stores. He says Macy's best bet is to keep barreling into the off-price business. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.
Hi, David Brancaccio, stepping out of my anchorman role for a second. Marketplace is here because these days I think it's essential to have an independent source exploring how the economy really works, not just for the market participants or the financial geniuses, but for everyone. Your support keeps our kind of reporting coming, and it is especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. If you could, visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us on the beat. Thank you. Officials in Arizona have big dreams about turning the state into a manufacturing hub. Lots of cheap land and connections to suppliers across the border in Mexico. But it's working on some of the other ingredients, as Carrie Young reports from KJZZ in Phoenix.
In the manufacturing world, the buzzword for the relationship that Arizona and Sonora, Mexico are creating is known as a mega region. And one of the first companies to take advantage of it here was electric car maker Lucid Motors.
Look. Oh, I want to try one.
That's Sonora's Governor Claudia Pavlovich. In November, she was on hand when the electric car company announced a new plant in southern Arizona.
Our two states together as a mega region are more attractive place for creating new business.
In this deal, Sonora plants will be supplying the parts to the new assembly line coming to Arizona. The company estimates it will need about 2,000 workers here. The only problem? It's coming to an area of the state where few people are trained for work in automotive manufacturing, which is why part of sealing this deal involves another partnership with community colleges.
We're going to establish foundational curriculum.
Kristen Goopser is with the Maricopa County Community College District. It's teamed up with two other community college systems to develop a region-wide manufacturing curriculum that the schools are hoping can respond quickly to industry.
It's a matter of looking at what folks are already offering, finding commonalities, and then filling in the gaps where the coursework, the curriculum, the training does not exist.
The state is under a lot of pressure to keep up its skilled labor force right now. Officials have seen a steady 6% growth in manufacturing employment here since 2010. Trevor Stokes with Arizona's Office of Economic Opportunity says when pitching the area to new businesses, the first question he always gets is,
will I be able to find the talent that I need? They say, I need production associates and I need engineering technicians and those middle skilled occupations that I need so many more of.
Then there's NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Trump administration has been talking about altering it lately. Still, state officials say the current plan is to stay the course. In Phoenix, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.